This morning, we want to welcome Mr. Otis and Miss Gail and Whitman Gore, and they present He Came For Us. This is our music special, our Christmas special, and we're glad to have them. Give them a big hand this morning.
Like I've already been to church. What a beautiful, beautiful church you have, the grounds and the beautiful congregation. You look wonderful this morning. Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. I wanted to tell you just a little bit before we get started, how many know how hard it is to sing Christmas songs? Y'all know that, I'm telling you. The songs that we're going to sing this morning are, we're going to do a couple of traditional ones. It's not Christmas until you sing Joy to the World and Silent Night. It's not Christmas. And we're going to sing a couple of original songs that I have written. And we're going to do some contemporary songs. So, but let me encourage you. If you know the song, sing it with us. We welcome that. And if you don't know it and you catch on about midway, go ahead. Go ahead and help us sing. But the title of this song program today, we chose He Came For Me. And I do have an original song. We'll sing that this morning because we're so grateful. So thankful that God loved us enough that He sent His love to us in the form of a baby, wrapped in a baby blanket. Praise the Lord for His goodness.
Joy to the world. In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Here we are again. It's Christmas, and we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus. We have something to celebrate. This is a holiday the whole world celebrates, Christmas. And we think about that little baby that came, and it was, and he was named Jesus, and he was the one who came for you and for me. He came to save the whole world, to give mankind a way to overcome the trickery of the devil. He's a sly old fox. And Jesus came not only to defeat the plan of Satan, but he came to bring healing to the brokenhearted, to the depressed, and those that have sickness and disease. He came to break chains that hold men and women captive and to free those who are in prisons of addictions and other things. Even those who are in prisons of their own making. He wasn't a temporary solution. He was the ultimate and final solution. Again, it's worth repeating. He came for you and me.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy. world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, the fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains. Repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove His glory's love, His righteousness, and wonders of His love, and wonders of His love, and wonders, wonders of His love.
In Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, and there was in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto us is born this day in the city David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Imagine this. There was a chill in the air, and there were shepherds in the field, and they built them a blazing fire, and they sat around the fire to keep warm. It was quiet. Probably the only thing they could hear was the bleating of the sheep and other night sounds. And without warning, a light shone from the sky, and it lit up the sky as if it was day. And they looked up, and they were afraid. I can imagine they were shaking in their sandals. I would have been. And the announcement came that a child was born in Bethlehem. And then, after the announcement came, there was a host, a heavenly host. How many is a host? A lot. 10,000 times 10,000. There was a lot. The biggest choir I've ever seen. Bigger choir than I've ever seen, that is. And they were praising God. And they were singing glory to the Lord. It means that the glory of the Lord, the splendor and the holiness and the majesty of God shone round about them. The announcement that was made to these shepherds was the most important announcement that had ever been made to mankind, to the shepherds. The shepherds were regarded as lowly people. They were demeaned. They were overlooked. They were invisible. They were some of those theys. But now the angelic host, it didn't come to the rich first, didn't come to the stately first, but it came to the shepherds. Glory to God in the highest. You know what? God will never regard people as lowly. You're all valuable and loved to God. Glory to God in the highest, for a Savior has come to bring peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Look up, fear not, the angels said, behold, Messiah's come, the one of whom you read. And as he spoke to men that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in a little town called Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. And still today, the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. As they then speak, their hearts feel love. This glorious sound was on my ear from up above. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. The heavenly angels announce his arrival in a little town called Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in a little town called Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. The heavenly angels announce his arrival in a little town called Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. The heavenly angels announce his arrival in a little town called Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy. He was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest glory. Glory to God in the highest glory. Hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. 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 Glory to God in the highest.
That is literally the fastest song I have ever sung. Good gracious.
In Matthew chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet, that thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come a governor. Thou shalt rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child. And when he had found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Once there were three wise men who were following a star, traveling to Bethlehem. Bethlehem, from eastern land so far. They heard about a birth there, an anointed holy one, born to be Messiah, God's only begotten Son. That little baby, he was born of a virgin. He was sent down to save us and to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujahs ring. That little baby is the King. Beneath that star so bright, that baby in a manger in that little Jewish town. One day we'll rule this universe, creation will bow down. That little baby, he was born of a virgin. He was sick down to save us and to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujah scream. That little baby is the King. That little baby, he was born of a virgin. He was sent down to save us and to bear every burden. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujah scream. He was God in the flesh, so let the hallelujahs ring. That little baby is the King. That little baby is the King. And so they came to Bethlehem. They came to the stable, and there in the stable, in a lowly manger, was a baby. And there was Mary and Joseph and the baby, and they were surrounded by the animals in the stable. Can you imagine how noisy it was in the stable? And maybe even the smells. It was a stable, y'all. The mooing of the cows, the braying of the donkeys, the neighing of the horses. But besides that, let's just think about Mary and Joseph. As parents, when our children are born, we have dreams and hopes for our children, don't we? We want our children to do well and be successful. We want the very best for our children. So imagine, mothers, all you mothers in here, imagine that you were Mary and you are the mother of the Son of God. How would you feel holding God's Son? How would you feel if when you kissed that little baby on the face, you were kissing the face of God?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storms with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy was heaven's perfect lamb? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is a great did you know?
You kind of have to use your imagination and the word, what the word tells us. But when Jesus became a man and he walked among the disciples and he walked among the towns and the villages, they didn't know who Jesus was. He told them he was the Son of God, but they didn't really believe it, not even his disciples. But Jesus came on a mission. He came for the hopeless. There are many today who are feeling hopeless. I was thinking about the tornado victims. They lost everything. They lost their lives, they lost their livelihood, they lost their homes, family members, they've lost everything. They might be feeling hopeless this morning. There's lots of events in our world, especially in the last 2 years. I don't have to rehash all of that. We know, we've lived it. But as long as we have Jesus, we've got hope. If we ever give up Jesus, yes, there's no hope then. There are many who are weary and tired. They've struggled for a long time. They've tried to keep their head above water, and sickness and sorrow have plagued their lives. They feel like they're carrying the load alone. They feel like they're all by themselves. They have no help. But Jesus came to give strength to the weary. In sorrow, we as Christians, we don't sorrow as those that have no hope, because we have hope in Jesus and in heaven, our eternal home. In today's government, like you were talking about, a lot of injustice in our day. A lot of things going on that's not right. And the righteousness in me is angry about it, and I want to fix it. And I bet you feel the same way. You want to fix it. But a lot of times we can't fix it. It's out of our hands. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. We can make it with Jesus. He came not only for the weak and the struggling, but he came for the strong, and he came for the rich. He came for everyone. He came for those that are right and even for those who are wrong. The title of this program today is He Came For Me. This is a song that I wrote several years ago. I hope it blesses.
Heaven's light sweetly glowed on that little baby's face. He's heaven's full pardon, His glory and grace. His power and splendor this world has never known. Son of God, Son of wonder, for our sins He will atone. He came for the weary, He came for the strong, He came for the right, He came for the wrong. He came for the lonely, the poor, and the lost. He came for Calvary, He came for me, for you and me. I was searching for something, for the pain inside of me. Satan's power held me captive, now I long to be free. From the depths of my prison, He reached down to me. Though my sins held me fettered, still He came just for me. He came for the weary, He came for the strong, He came for the right, He came for the wrong, He came for the lowly, the poor, and the lost. He came for Calvary, He came for me, for you and me. On Calvary, between two thieves, He hung upon a tree. For the sins of man, His blood flowed free. He did it all for you and for me. He came for the weary, He came for the strong, He came for the right, He came for the wrong, He came for the lowly, the poor, and the lost. He came for Calvary, He came for me, for you and me.
When Jesus came, when He was born, He knew that His destiny would be the cross. That was the plan to redeem sinners and bridge mankind back in fellowship with God. Jesus was the spotless lamb, the ultimate sacrifice that would take away the sins of the world. Now, Jesus was hated because the light of truth shone on those who were deceiving others for their own gain. And they hated truth. They didn't want to hear it. So they betrayed Jesus and they demanded that He be crucified. But in His death, He brought victory over death, hell, and the grave. Give up, Satan. You can't win. As a matter of fact, you've already lost.
Born of a Virgin Mary in a stable with no place to call home. Slain from the foundation of the world, he was not his own. To a world lost in darkness came a lamb, spotlessly white. For a Savior had been born to conquer sin, for the captive in the night. He was born to die, to take the sins of you and me, to pay redemption's price, the pure and holy sacrifice, the blood that flowed from Calvary's tree. Oh, nothing else can set me free. Born to die, that I might live. Crucify this man, they cried. Take a cross to Calvary's But the tomb was only borrowed, for the grave could not hold him still. No, no, he arose with resurrection power, victorious redemption to bring. Oh, I like this part right here. O grave, where's thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? He was born to die, to take the sins of you and to pay redemption's price, the pure and holy sacrifice, the blood that flowed from Calvary's tree. Oh, nothing else can set the blood that flowed from Calvary's tree. Oh, nothing else can set me free. Born to die, that I might live. The blood that flowed from Calvary's tree. Oh, nothing else can set me free. Born to die.
Yeah, commercial time. It's already been said that you got to sing Silent Night and Joy to the World or it's not Christmas. But think about, what does the world really want? They want peace. They want tranquility. Mothers want safety for their children. What the world needs is love. And to receive Him, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior. He's not a baby anymore. He's the King. You got to sing this with us. Silent Night. That song, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Go Tell It. We're going to sing a little different version of that, but it's time in this day and time that we're living in, it's going to take courage to stand for Jesus. It's going to take courage to say, yes, I'm a Christian, I'm not ashamed of it. It's time that we tell others about Jesus, even if we have to shout it from the rooftops, from the mountaintops, Noel, Jesus is born.
Yes.
Emmanuel, God is with us. Let's share the good news. Let's don't keep it to ourselves. Do you want? We always want to share good things, don't we? share. This is good news. Everybody needs to know that Jesus has come to set us free. Go tell, go tell, go tell that Jesus Christ is born. There were shepherds on the hillside. There were angels in the sky. They said, boys, don't you be afraid. This is the night of your life. There's a baby in a manger that the whole world needs to know. If he gets here with you, here's what you must do. Go tell, go tell, go tell, go tell.
What you see, that shining star, you can't keep it to yourself. Go tell it near and far. He is Emmanuel.
You got to go. Go tell it to your sister. Go tell your brother too. Tell it to everybody you meet. Tell them you got good news.
Good news.
Tell them about that little baby born in Bethlehem. Tell him his name is Jesus. He's come to free us. Go tell, go tell, go tell.
Go tell. What you see, that shining star, you can keep it to yourself. Go tell it near and far. He is Emmanuel.
Going to shout it, the poor, the rich, and the lame. And if they were able, the cows in the stable would praise his holy name.
Once you see that shining star, you can't keep it to yourself. Don't tell it near and far. He is Emmanuel. You've got to go tell.
Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell,
go tell, go tell.
Go tell it in the valley. Go tell,
go tell.
Go tell it on the rooftop. Go tell,
oh, go tell.
Go tell.
Go, 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 go tell.
As the angel said, do not be afraid because I'm long-winded. Somebody told me that the other day, so they used to it. Amen. Amen. Thank y'all so much. I've said over and over, one thing about music I love is when it's got theology and the words of the Bible in it. And I hope you understood that today. And as you get ready to leave here, I want you to remember you need to go tell other people. Hey, if you haven't finished your Christmas shopping, get a CD. Amen? Now, here's what we've done with their permission. This has been recorded. So you say, well, how am I going to remember to tell my family this? If you invite people over to your house to eat, this is going to be on our website and also on Hunt Springs activity page that a lot of you subscribe to. That's kind of a Christian version of Facebook. So if you will go there and click on today's service, this whole music service will be there. And I want you to remember what Jesus says in Luke chapter 19. He told Zacharias, he told him, he said that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but he come to seek and save that which is lost. You know, and as they was talking about, sometimes we get so lost in our circumstances that we can't see Christ. But sometimes, like Nicodemus, we get so lost in our stuff, we can't see Jesus. How many times have you looked at somebody else and you see that looks like their life's good, the kids is good, their stuff is good, they got four-car garage, the boat, everything, a good job, and you think, if I just had that, I'd be happy. You don't know that. The secret to happiness is being satisfied with Jesus. If Jesus is not enough, you'll never be able to find enough to make you happy. And this message today, I hope you'll remember, because it preached the gospel from Genesis to Revelation, that Jesus came for you and me. But never forget that he came from heaven to a cradle, from a cradle to the cross, and from the cross to the crown. If he hadn't have been born fully God and fully man, lived the life that God created us to live. You know why he was created? To reflect the image of God to his creation so you'd give him glory. And we've all failed in that. The Bible says we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of God. That's what it means. That when other people look at us, they don't see God. But Christ come and revealed God in the flesh to us. And then he did something that if we did for ourselves, you know, a lot of us think we can take care of ourselves, we can do it ourselves. Do you know what? If you died for your own sins, you'd still be dead. Christ did something you couldn't do. He was righteous. From the cradle to the cross, he died. The death we deserved was buried. Romans, one of my favorite verses is Romans 4:25. It says, he was buried for our transgressions and raised for our justification. How many times when y'all buy something this year for Christmas are you going to save the receipt? So you can get out the door to prove it's paid for when all the bells and whistles go off. Did you know that because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, one day when we walk into heaven, Jesus will say, I've already handed in your receipt. It's paid in full. And that's when he becomes your king. He wears the crown of your life. That's the question today. Ever what controls your life is who's wearing the crown in your life. It's not enough just to say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. Lord, I want to be forgiven. Lord, I want a new life. You got to say, Lord, I'm trusting you to take control of the new life you died to give me. If that new life was valuable enough for Jesus to die to give it to you, you should be willing to give it back to him and let him control it. Let us pray. As you bow your heads, I know most of you here are saved, but I would never close the service without saying, if Jesus has not got control of your life, if you don't know that you would spend eternity with God, if you're living life right now and some area of your life is not under God's control, you might be a Christian. It's this simple. If you're not saved, if you don't have a relationship with God, just simply say, Lord Jesus, I believe you come for me. I have not lived the life that God wanted me to live. I believe you lived the life I should have. I believe you died in my place for my sins. I believe you was buried and raised for my forgiveness. Jesus, forgive me. Bring me back to God. And Jesus, take control of my life. If you prayed that, raise your hand. Amen. Amen. If you're here and you've been a Christian a long time, but there's some area of your life that you just don't want to let go. Sometimes there's little things that we do that we just kind of like, or there might be little hurts or little angers or things we hold on to because we feel like we just got to have them. Today's the day to say, Lord, for Christmas, I'm going to give you all these things that I'm trusting in, and you're going to become Lord of my life. Lord, help me let go of the past, of hurts, hang-ups. Lord, things that might still control me. Lord, those little thoughts that I have when nobody's around. Those little things I watch on TV when nobody knows that I'm awake. Lord, those things that I scroll down and linger on in Facebook. Lord, those things that I say that are off color when I'm with the guys or the gals, when we out doing and shopping or hunting. Lord, help me lay these things down, and Lord, take control of my life. I want others, when they see me, to say, I'm reflecting Jesus because he come for me. The Bible tells us clearly that if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful and righteous to forgive us, but also to cleanse us from our unrighteousness. When we ask for forgiveness for the little things we do in our life, Jesus promises that he will also help us not repeat our same mistakes tomorrow that we did yesterday. What a gift. Lord God, we thank you that you sent the priest, the Prince of Peace, so that he can be not only our mighty counselor, but our Father, our God, and our all. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. The buckets, I always forget to say this, are still here. We hadn't started back getting in the habit of passing the offering plate yet, but the buckets are front and back. Please speak to Miss Gail and Mr. Otis and tell them how much you appreciate them. Y'all give them another hand. I think before they leave, it'd be safe to say it's okay to go ahead and put them on the schedule for next Christmas. Amen? Amen. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a merry, merry Christmas, and I'll see y'all that are singing Wednesday night, and I'll see everybody else next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Amen?
All right.
Amen. Thank y'all.